Claudette. My poor Claudette.
Shh, Mama, Mama. The priests are here.
I've managed to get inside. I feel it, but I can't believe it. It's an icy tomb. The men seem reluctant to open the door. The exorcist is reaching for it. Angels of grace, defend us.
Of crimes, rewards, Lord of magnificent sins and mighty vices, Satan, ah, it is you we adore. God of right reason, receive the falsity of our tears. You save the family honor by abortion and wombs made fruitful and heedless moments. You tempt to early miscarriages. Your midwifery saves the unborn from the agonies of growing up, from the misery of failure. Support of the poor man strained beyond endurance, tonic of the defeated, you bestow on them gifts of ingratitude and pride wherewith to defend themselves against the attacks of the children of God, the rich, yes. Satan, the hope of virility, anguish of empty wombs. You do not want the negativeness of Lenten fasts. You alone receive the entreaties of the flesh. You lead mother to sell her daughter, to part with her son. You help loves sterile and forbidden. You bring men to screaming hysteria. Oh, you are a leaden weight around the neck of hysteria, the blood-stained inspirer of rape. No, no, son, no, see, no, cousin, just up hell, no, see, no. Master, a servant is on her knees. We entreat you to secure for me the exquisite joy of crimes, to help me with the evil deeds of which the secret paths bewilder the minds of men. You alone can stir to action my soul. You bring me well-laid plans for revenge. To fill me with intoxication over suffering. I demand glory, wealth, and power from you! my lord and my master, I demand
We confess to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the sight of the whole company of heaven, that we have sinned very much in thought, in word, in what we have done or neglected to do through our own fault. Therefore, we pray God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to have mercy on us. In the name of God Most High, may release from Satan be given you, and your health restored according to his holy will. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, may new life surge through your mortal body. In the name of God, the Holy Spirit, may you receive inward health and the peace that passes understanding. And may God, who gives us peace, make you completely his and keep your whole being, spirit and soul and body free from the presence of the devil. Through the power of Jesus Christ, our Lord, may you be loosed from the possession of Satan in body, mind, or spirit. Praise the blessed Trinity, one God, beyond all time and space, eternally. Amen. Protect this girl from the powers of evil through the triumph of Jesus Christ, your Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I command you, every unclean spirit, in the name of God the Father Almighty, in the name Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord and our Judge, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you go from this image of God. Thou cursed spirit, remember your sentence and your judgment. Remember the day to be at hand, wherein you shall burn in fire everlasting, prepared for you and your angels. And presume not hereafter to exercise any tyranny towards this person whom Christ hath bought with his precious blood and by his holy baptism. I command you, evil spirit, that you depart at once from this young girl. In the name of Jesus Christ, go! Christ be with you. Christ within you, Christ before you, Christ behind you, Christ on your right hand, Christ on your left hand, Christ above you, Christ beneath you, Christ around about you.
Jesus, artisan of frauds, dealer of worship, you have no rights. Feet of love, listen to me. From the day you came forth from a virgin's womb, you have broken every pledge, lied in every promise. Centuries wept as they waited you, God, who has fled. God, who stays silent. Lie on. Tell the unhappy man who calls on you that you will eventually help him. Imposter! You have known that you have failed. You have forgotten the poverty you preached, beloved servant of the banks. You have witnessed the feeble ground down but die their extortions. You have listened to the death rattle of the weak, paralyzed by famines. Women torn apart for a piece of bread from the chancery of Simon Magus. Your followers, your trade representatives, the popes, all you have given them is excuses for delay, evasive promises, You cheap sacristy liar! You got a big business. We want to drive deep your nails to press the thorns into your forehead, to bring the agony of blood pouring back into your dried wounds. We desecrate your body in our black masses. Cursed Nazarene, profaner of generous vices, distiller of idiot purity, cowardly king of cowards, base poltroon of God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, I command you, evil spirit, father of lies, to harm no one, but depart to the place appointed you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, I command you, evil spirit, father of lies, to harm no one, but depart to the place appointed you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, I command you, evil spirit, father of lies, to harm no one, but depart to the place appointed you.
Thank you, dear Lord.
Oh God, the creator and defender of men, look upon this your servant. Drive back from her the power of the demons and banish forever their treacherous deceits. May the wicked tempters flee. May your servant be enabled to do your will with a firm heart and undivided mind. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
What you've just experienced is true. The name Claudette is understandably fictitious. Mama, Papa, and the kids are just fine. The town has returned to a normal existence. And Claudette, well, she's in Uruguay, happily married, and to this day, unaware of her ordeal.